For more than three decades, Bob Jauch represented a huge, what he calls geographically isolated district at the tip of the state. The Democrat estimates he traveled 750,000 miles during that time and was at the center of some of the state's most tumultuous moments, from the controversy over Native American spearfishing to the recent uprising over collective bargaining changes and a bill streamlining mining regulations.
I've reluctantly concluded that I'm worn out and too tired to sustain my commitment over another 5 years.
Jauch plans to retire at the end of 2014, a decision prompted in part by his assessment that representative democracy is on life support.
Make it clear, I love this institution and deeply concerned about its demise and its future.
Jauch says he strongly believes in working out issues despite political differences and regrets how polarized the state's become. He plans to continue working to improve the public dialogue and encourage citizens to be more civically engaged.
What we need is less of a public that is inflamed and enraged, and we need a public that's informed and engaged. And we can set that tone by being passionate on issues, but trying to rely on facts and demonstrate that we're trying to set the bar high on how the democratic process should work.
Rarely at a loss for words, the often verbose Jauch joked that committee hearings would be much shorter once he was gone. His departure likely won't affect control of the Senate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.